Federation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware,
health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
And here at American Freedom Network, our special guest this morning was William Kennedy. William, are you there? Well, no, William Kennedy. And, of course, William has written extensively about the satanic movement in the United States. And this is not imaginary. There really is a satanic movement, and not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And, of course, there are many of the people involved in this, certainly, just worship Lucifer, but some of them have actually crossed the dimensional barrier. It's very difficult for the average Christian, the average individual, to believe that there is another dimension. I mean, after all, we live in a material world, the things we can see, but of course there is another world out there. There's a mystical world. We live in a subjective world, but there is certainly a spiritual world. We live in a visible world where we can see things, real things, but there's an invisible world there that we can't see. And if you are a Christian and you have studied the scriptures, you know that all sorts of supernatural things are described in the scriptures. We take it as fact because we believe in the Bible. But what we have difficulty doing is correlating what we read in the Bible with the reality we live in today. And if the Bible is true, then there is a spiritual world. Well, we have a caller, and hopefully it's William Kennedy.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you? Hello?
And sometimes they press the wrong button, or I press the wrong button. Anyway, we're back with you, and hopefully William Kennedy's with us as well. William, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, Dr. Stan. Can you hear me?
I certainly can, and William has written extensively about Satanism, but when you write about Satanism, you are also writing about people who have allegiance to another dimension, and I believe some of them actually are from the other dimension. Go right ahead, William. What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, Dr. Stan, this morning what I would like to address is a phenomenon I often get confronted with, which is called the Satanic Panic of the 1980s, the so-called Satanic Panic. And what had happened in the 1980s and early 90s is that there were a small amount of people wrongfully sent to prison for satanic ritual abuse. In other words, these were innocent people who were wrongly convicted and sent to prison. And that's a very common thing in our prison system, not so much with Satanism, but with other crimes. You know, half the people in our prison system really don't belong there. And what I discovered was that oftentimes they blame journalists like Geraldo Rivera and Oprah Winfrey for hyping up Satanism and claiming that this media hype is what got these people thrown in prison. That is not true. I did some research, and what I discovered is even more shocking, more threatening, and more of a threat to our civil liberties. In most of these cases of satanic ritual abuse, the police and prosecuting authorities tricked people into making false confessions and false accusations of satanic ritual abuse. This finally clicked for me. I saw a documentary on interrogation techniques on the Discovery Channel, and they showed how the police can very easily trick people into making false confessions, and that is what happened with a lot of these cases back in the 80s and 90s.
Well, but is there satanic ritual abuse? Is this a reality? Were these people who actually you describe as tricked into making a false confession? I can believe this sort of thing can happen. But is there such a thing as real satanic ritual abuse in America today?
Well, certainly there is real satanic ritual abuse, and I've written a whole book about it called Satanic Crime that people can get at RadioLiberty.com. However, when I come on shows like this, after I go off the air, I'll be flooded with emails accusing me of being a satanic panic person, of causing people to get in trouble wrongfully for my media hype of Satanism. Yes, I believe there is a concerted satanic conspiracy against the world, really, but particularly in the United States. There are organized satanic networks which go out and capture and sexually abuse children and vulnerable adults in rituals. I'm not denying that reality either. What I am dealing with for the first time is these cases where people were wrongfully sent to prison, and I think it's important to address them because it brings out the larger issue of the police tricking people into making false confessions and false accusations generally, which is a huge threat to our civil liberties.
William?
What?
Okay, go right ahead. Give us some examples.
For example, let's look at the case, the West Memphis Three. The West Memphis Three were three boys in Arkansas who in the 90s were accused of murdering some young children they found bound and buried in their city in West Memphis, Arkansas. Now, these three teenagers were the local heavy metal kids who wore, you know, satanic T-shirts and the like. And the police thought they were suspects right away, and they arrested all three of them. Now, what happened is one of these boys was 17 years old, but he had an IQ of 60.
We'll be right back.
Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker.
I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Well, William is giving us examples of certainly distorted, I think, stories that actually which are based not upon fact but upon fiction. Certainly, William is one of the leading authors of information on the Satanic Covens in America. But here are examples of false stories. So go right ahead, William. You were telling us about these three young men.
The West Memphis Three, this was back in the 90s, and what happened, there were basically three heavy metal kids accused of murdering some children in West Memphis, Arkansas. And they arrested all three of these boys, and they separated and questioned them. Now, one of these boys, he was 17 years old, but he had the IQ of 60. In other words, he was 17, but he had the mind of, say, a 7 or 8-year-old child. You know, he was intellectually challenged is the politically correct term for what this young guy was. Now, what they did, the police, when they questioned him, the first thing they did is they tricked him into not getting a court-appointed lawyer. What they said to him was, like, look, we can get you a lawyer, but it will take 7 or 8 hours. But, you know, if you just answer a few simple questions, then we can get this resolved and get you right home. And remember, they're actually saying this to a 7 or 8-year-old. And so the first thing the police did is they tricked this kid into waiving his right for an attorney. And that's important to anyone out there. If you get arrested, get an attorney, even if it's a court-appointed lawyer. You're better off with a court-appointed lawyer than no lawyer. That's an important thing. And what they did in the process of the next 3 or 4 hours of questioning this kid is they basically made him confess to the murders by saying things like, look, we know you killed these children. If you want to get out of here and get home, just answer, you know, yes or no to these questions. So this kid wound up confessing to murders that he did not commit. And all three of these kids were sentenced to life in prison, and they wound up doing 17 years. They were just let out of prison. And again, this was a case of the police during an interrogation or questioning session tricking people into making a false admission of a crime. And they do this with all sorts of crimes, with larceny. It's quite scary. What the police are using are very subtle forms of brainwashing and mind control to trick people into making false confessions and false accusations. And they do this every day. So to your listeners, if you ever get arrested, Certainly do not make any statements to the police until you have a lawyer present, even if it's a court-appointed lawyer. You know, they'll even say to you, court-appointed lawyers aren't very good. Well, a court-appointed lawyer is better than no lawyer, as you know, the West Memphis 3 case shows. Now, these people, you know, they got out of jail in their 30s. Their lives were ruined. And I don't deny these things are happening. What I do deny is who they blame is the mainstream media, like Geraldo Rivera, who did a lot of Satanism specials, for actually getting these people thrown in prison falsely. No, the problem is not with our media who covers these things. The media is secondary. The problem is we have a police force that is using brainwashing and mind control techniques to get people to confess to crimes they did not commit, including, in some cases, Satanism. And it's a very disturbing thing to think about. Most of the people in our prison system do not belong there. They're nonviolent drug offenders. They are people who, many of whom, were forced into making false confessions. So we have a huge problem. You know, for an industrialized nation, we have the largest prison population in the world. We're worse than China. And, you know, we're throwing people in prisons, and now we're using them basically for slave labor. You know, corporations move in and employ imprisoned people. So we have a really sick situation at the core of our justice system in this country. And you say, well, how does this affect me? You know, I don't do anything wrong. It doesn't really matter if you do anything right or wrong if the police are going to use psychological tactics to get people in the mainstream society to make false confessions and false accusations. Now, another case I'd like to look at happened here in Massachusetts, right near my house. It's called the Fells Acre School. This was in the 80s, and this was a daycare center which they investigated. One kid made a statement that his underwear was changed by a man who worked there. And the parents didn't like that a man changed their kid's underwear after he wet himself, so they went to the authorities to investigate. Now, what the police and the social workers and the psychologists did when they interviewed these children is they tricked them into making false accusations against the family who ran the Fells Acre Daycare Center. The Amaral family was their name. There was three of them wound up going to prison. And what the social workers were doing were they were using very subtle forms of mind control to make the children confess to crimes they did not commit. For example, they talked about a magic tree where a robot came out and sexually abused them. It just, you know, it got more and more ridiculous, and the Amaral family wound up in prison again for many, many years under false charges of satanic ritual abuse. And I mean, Dr. Stan, this is tragic for the people like the West Memphis 3 and the Amaral family. These are tragic things, but the problem isn't with shows like Radio Liberty addressing real and authentic satanic ritual abuse. The problem is, as I said, the police and legal system use brainwashing and mind control tactics in their interrogations to get people to make false accusations. And if your listeners take anything away from this talk today, if you are arrested by the police, tell them you do not want to make a comment until you have consulted with an attorney. That is your right. That is in the Miranda Act. They have to tell you what you're charged with and inform you that you have the right to an attorney before any further questioning. The reason they have the Miranda Act is so things like the West Memphis 3 situation will not happen. And the police, the last thing the police want is for any suspect they arrest to have a lawyer, because once a lawyer comes in, you know, they can't fabricate evidence against the person or get them to make false confessions. So, I mean, I'll say it again. If you get arrested, do not speak to the police. until after you have an attorney present, even if it's a court-appointed or police-appointed lawyer, you're much, much better off. And that's a hugely important thing because the people who suffer and go to prison are usually working class or middle class people who get roped into this. You know, very wealthy people like Robert Blake can murder their wives and not go to jail. They can buy their way out of it. But the rest of us wind up behind bars and working for these corporations, which use our prison population as essentially slave labor. So, this opened up a much larger cabal I saw with this huge problem with our prison system, Dr. Stan.
Well, do you think that there is a great deal of this? Does this happen often or just rarely? How many instances do you have? Have you written a book about this or is this an article that you've written? And how can people learn more about it?
Well, I'm not finished the article yet, but it will be up at williamhkennedy.com. There was a date mix-up with our shows. I was finishing it up today. And I will also have a link to that documentary on police interrogations the Discovery Channel did. And I'll give you a quick case from that documentary. They had a Brazilian kid, 19. They found his American girlfriend murdered, and they arrested him. And they took him in and questioned him without a lawyer again. And for 4 hours, the police grilled him and said, look, we know you're guilty. If you confess, we'll tell the judge to give you a lighter sentence. What happened is the kid finally confessed in the hopes of getting a lighter sentence. But what happened when he did get a lawyer, eventually, he was actually in Brazil at the time of the murder. He was, I believe, at a family wedding. And, this was all documented. And the day of the murder, he was in Brazil in a wedding. And there's no way he could have committed the murder. And they eventually solved the real case. It was some obsessed coworker that this woman had known who didn't even meet this Brazilian man at all. But this poor guy made a false confession thinking he was getting railroaded to prison, and he just wanted to get time off, you know? But when he did get a lawyer, thank God, this is one case that worked out where someone did not go to prison by making a false confession. Now, the problem of false confessions is huge because the police often throw up that option. They'll say, look, we know you're guilty. We're going to tell the judge you're guilty. It's just a matter of how easy you make it for us and give us a confession, and then we'll give you time. You know, they'll say things like, if you don't give us a confession, you'll get 15 years in jail. If you give us a confession, you'll get 4 years in jail. So this is a big tactic they use, again, when the suspect or person of interest does not have an attorney present to questioning. I mean, this is a huge, huge problem I'm discovering. And, it's a major concern to the American Bar Association. They're up in arms about this. What they want it to be mandatory that a defense lawyer is present at all suspects questioning, even if the suspect or person or interest does not want a lawyer. They're saying it should be mandatory before there is any police questioning. And if you ask me, they're absolutely right. If you don't have a defense lawyer sitting next to you and those police question you, they have a whole repertoire of tricks they can use to make you getting a false confession. You know, they threaten people's families. They'll say, like, well, we think your mother was involved with this too, and if you don't confess, we're going to arrest her. You know, these are the type of things our police force is coming up with. It's quite scary. Alex Jones has done some work in this area that's pretty interesting. And people can look it up at Infowars.com. There's some pretty fascinating stuff there. But also I'm really telling people is, again, anyone, any citizen at any time can get arrested by the police. People get arrested every day of the week in this country, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And if the police arrest you, make damn sure you have a lawyer sitting there right next to you before you say anything to the police. It's a frightening, frightening situation. What people can do quickly is they can put in police false confessions at Google, and they can get tons and tons of free information on what I'm talking about. This is something the mainstream media is not covering. I don't know why. The Discovery Channel did a very good thing with this. If people go on YouTube and put in a Discovery Channel interrogations, they can watch a documentary on what I'm talking about. And it's quite frightening, the subtle psychological techniques the police have developed to trick people into making false confessions, and also to get guilty people into making confessions. They use, you know, I'm not saying everyone they question is innocent. What I am saying, the techniques they use force innocent people to make false confessions. And this is like an overwhelming problem of our judicial system, and it should be addressed more in the mainstream media. Now, some of these cases involve false charges of satanic ritual abuse, but they're very far and few between. And as tragic as it is for people like the West Memphis Three, we can't let this satanic panic myth that there is no satanic conspiracy out there stop, you know, the media from investigating satanic ritual abuse and stop the police from investigating. Now, all I want the police to do is, if they arrest someone for satanic ritual abuse or any crime, is make sure that they have a lawyer, a defense lawyer, sitting next to them before they make any statements to the police. Because they can even twist what you say and get you unnecessarily thrown in prison. That's a fact.
We'll be back in a moment with William Kennedy. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. 877-254-75.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets, and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Try Property Management in Greeley urges listeners, make this the year you get involved in the community. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, checking in on a senior, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. We can't save the whole world, but every little bit helps. This message has been from Try Property Management in Greeley, where Neil and staff are on the air saying happy holiday season to all. Centus, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Centus, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well done. Here, our support number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for our guest, William Kennedy, a comment, and William, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information.
Sure. Go to williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com, and if they go to the Ritual Abuse Multimedia page, they can get some of these false cases of satanic ritual abuse, which I say are few and far between, but do point to this larger and horrible question of the police depriving citizens of their civil rights and not allowing them legal counsel when they are arrested and interrogated for suspected crimes of all kinds. And when you get arrested, they read you what's called the Miranda Act. You know, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. And what you want to do if people get arrested is they want to invoke their Miranda right acts and have a defense lawyer next to them before they answer any questions to the police.
All right, fine. We have a caller. Who is called?
This is Jim from Colorado.
Okay,
hi, Jim.
Go right ahead.
I appreciate it, Sean. I just got a few minutes of it. I had one more suggestion for people that do end up in that situation is that they can ask for those questions to be submitted in writing. I think it's good for you to tell your children this as well. And then you have time to mull it over, and you don't pay thousands of dollars to an attorney right up front, and you can have them evaluated, and they're required to do that.
They are required to do that. However, Jim, I would still recommend you can get a free if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. And before you deal with any questions, in my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer, I'm not saying that, but I would have, after the research I've done, I wouldn't deal with any questions written or spoken until I had a defense attorney sitting right next to me. To be honest,
oh, absolutely.
Jim.
You can have somebody look at it after you've had them, but submitting them in writing gives you time to kind of figure out what kind of shenanigans they're up to.
Well, you want to get a lawyer in there as soon as possible who's on your side. That's really the point I'm making, Jim. Now, having it written and recorded and all that, I'd say let the attorney decide. I'm not a lawyer. My degrees are in philosophy, so I'm not giving legal advice. I'm just giving observations based on some journalistic work I've done.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say, Jim?
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. I think it's really a shocking thing in America today to realize that about 1 in every 103 American adults is in prison. 1 out of every 103 American adults is in prison. 1 out of every 33 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. And 1 out of every 3 young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole today. That does not suggest that we have a legitimate legal system. Certainly we have a system where there is an inherent benefit from putting people into prison, and we have the largest prison population in the entire world. Our prison population is larger than that exists in communist China today. People said we are a free nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we think we are free. We've been taken over by wicked and evil people who made mockery out of the electoral process, who rigged the last election, and there were certainly dozens of precincts, certainly in Ohio and Pennsylvania and other states, where certainly 100% of the votes went for Obama, and there were even precincts where 120% of the registered voted. How could you have 120% of the registered voters? Well, you couldn't.
100% is the top you can go.
And immediately after the election, to keep discussion of it, they suddenly came up with this whole fiasco about General Petraeus. Ladies and gentlemen, they manipulate our minds. They come up with diversions all the time so that we can't see reality. And believe me, we are living in frightening times. As far as freedom is concerned, we have a wonderful country, and we need to take it back. Our number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment on what William's talking about, give us a call. Go right ahead, William. Are there other cases, other things you'd like to discuss?
Well, sure. There's another bizarre case from the 1980s, and this is the case of Paul Ingram. Paul Ingram was involved in a charismatic false Christian church, the Church of the Living Water, out in Washington State. This was back in the 1980s. He was a deputy sheriff, and what had happened was this kooky church he belonged to, one of the women there claimed to be able to read people's minds and find out things from their past that they may not remember. And she went up to one of Paul Ingram's daughters and said to him, you know, from these powers I have, I can see that your father molested you in a satanic ritual abuse when you were a kid. And they had, by the way, anyone in a Christian church who claims to be able to use ESP or anything like that, they're not an authentic Christian church. That's something else. That's, so, you know, that's an occult practice. Now, what happened is his daughter went to the police and turned him in, though she claimed she did not remember the abuse herself. What this woman said to her is like, oh, they put in an amnesic barrier in your mind so you wouldn't remember the abuse. Now, the police arrested Paul Ingram. He was a deputy sheriff and a member of this, you know, kooky, false, charismatic church. And when they were questioning him, what they did is they brought his pastor from this kooky church in. And what the pastor said to him was, well, you know, Paul, did you teach your children to lie? And he said, no. Well, your daughters are saying you did this, and you probably don't remember because this cult probably brainwashed you into not remembering the satanic ritual abuse you performed. Now, as the pastor was saying this, the police were in back typing up a confession, and Paul Ingram, there again, he did not have an attorney sitting next to him. He did not have a defense attorney. He waived his right to an attorney, and he signed this confession and wound up in prison for many, many years for a crime he did not commit, which neither he himself or his daughter have any recollection of. It was, you know, he was tricked into signing this confession solely off the pressure of this false minister from this evangelical church in Washington State who told him he was involved in a satanic cult but doesn't remember. I mean, it's kind of sad that anyone would be that gullible as to sign a document like that. But remember, people of faith will listen to their pastor, and if their pastor is any kind of a...
Hold the thought. Our number 877-254. 7524, 877-254, 7524.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, our number this morning, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Our guest, William Kennedy, and William's written a book on satanic crimes, which we carry. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes, and two of those hours are with William, and certainly he's well-versed in the fact that there is satanic crime, but he's writing about some of the artificial crimes that are created by the police and how people are tricked into sometimes even signing faulty confessions because they don't have political, and many people say, why do I need an attorney? I'm not guilty. I haven't done anything. I'm quite willing to answer logical questions without understanding that sometimes you can be tricked by the police very, very cleverly into making statements that just are not true. Go ahead, right ahead, William, and if you're out there to listen, yeah, oh, we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stan. Good morning, William.
Hi.
I just want to make a comment about the area we live in here, Fort Collins, Loveland, Greeley area. As William probably knows, you know, there's no geographic boundary for corruption in the courts. It's rampant. All over. And they had a fellow here that was thrown in jail for the murder of a woman, and they concocted false evidence, and make a long story short, he spent 10 years in prison, and he wasn't even he was the accused, but of course he wasn't guilty. And he got out on DNA evidence, and he sued the city of Fort Collins and Lymore County, that's the area we live in, for $10 million for 10 years of his life in prison that he lost. And I've been in the court system here many times. They're able to change the record. I've been arrested and put in jail myself. That's how I came to work at the American Freedom Network in the past. And just for a traffic incident, but the judge wanted to see me, and so the way they keep the jail full over here in Lymore County, Colorado, is they sent the notice to come and see the judge to a previous address that I had back east. I had just
That's
moved out.
That's a common trick they use, yeah.
Yeah, they use all kinds of tricks, William. I would even caution people, I agree with you about getting a state attorney, but hey, these guys pretty much get their paycheck from the same source, and there's not a lot of justice in the courtroom, even if you have a state-appointed attorney. They tried to.
Okay, all I'm saying is a state-appointed attorney is better than no attorney. It
exactly.
Really is. You're still better off not saying anything and waiting for your state-appointed attorney. You know, I realize what you're saying. That's a common thing. Well, the state attorneys are really on the side of the prosecutors. What a state attorney do is stop them from making, you know, rhetorical questions like, yes or no, have you stopped beating your wife?
Right. Yeah, I've even seen attorneys have go into the judge's chambers, the prosecuting attorney, and the defense attorney has no access to the judge's chambers. That shouldn't even happen.
Right? Oh, the injustices are many, and I'm just looking into them myself. But what I'm saying, it's the average citizen like you or I who get dragged into this nightmare. So if people out there think that they're honest citizens and this can't happen to them, they are sorely mistaken.
Yeah. Plus, the educational system teaches us zero about law, so we come out of 12 years of indoctrination by the state. We know nothing about the legal or law system, and we are basically victims at their behest.
Okay. Oh, I agree. So I would definitely agree.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Our guest this morning, William Kennedy, talking about the injustice of our so-called justice system. Yes, we have some honest judges, but we have many judges who are not honest. And, Chris, what would you anticipate when we have taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and moral teaching out of our schools? They did this intentionally to corrupt and destroy this nation. They've done a very, very good job of it. We need to bring God back into our society, because a nation that turns against God, well, God eventually turns against that nation. I fear that's what's going on today. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, one point our last caller made is very important. People out there, your listeners, they should consider hiring one of these firms online that can do a warrant search on you. And a warrant is a summon to appear before a judge. Now, what the last caller said, he didn't give his name, but what the police often do in the courts to trick people is they will send them a summons to court to an old address, which they know is wrong. And once that summons goes out and the person doesn't appear in court, there's automatically what's called a bench warrant issued. So you might have a bench warrant out against you. So if you get pulled over by the police in a random road check or a drunk driving check, and they take your license and punch it into the computer, it will say that you have a warrant out against you. They will arrest you right there and hold you until you go to court. And as I said, it's a very common practice of the courts and the police. They will send an initial summons, deliberately send it to an old address, knowing the person won't get it, so that there will be a warrant for arrest issued against them. And this is a trick they've been using for many years. So if you people should go to Google, and if they type in warrant search, I advise you, if you don't know if there's a warrant on you, certainly for a few dollars you can check. If there is a warrant on you, immediately contact an attorney and try and get it resolved. Because the second a policeman takes your license and punches it in the computer, he can take you away from handcuffs. Another thing I'd like to say, Dr. Stan, is just two quick things, or three. Number one, again, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not offering legal advice. I'm a journalist making observations. Two other things people shouldn't do. Number one, if the police confront you, don't try and run away like you see on TV, because what they'll do is they'll take their guns out and they will shoot you dead.
We're out of time, William. God bless. Thanks very much.
Dr. Stan, bye.
Just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now. at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And here at the Personal Freedom Network, hope you enjoyed our program this morning with William Kennedy. We do have a four-tape set, two of those interviews with William, and it's simply on satanic crimes. And we carry his book on satanic crimes. They are real, but there is also tragically corruption within our society at every level, because there's been an organized effort to turn America against God and to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And today, we have an immoral society, certainly. So many of our television programs, I mean, we talk about things on television today we never would have talked about when I was growing up. This is not maturing. This is never to corrupt our society. They know what they're doing. There are people who hate America, and many of them are working at the highest levels of our judicial system, having destroyed the moral foundation of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what's going on. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have 50 to 100,000 copies of that book out across America. It explains what's really going on. Unfortunately, several large ministries are distributing it as well, because they believe, as I do, that we're involved in this spiritual battle for the souls of men. We hope that you'll listen to our radio programs. You can hear them on shortwave, on internet, certainly on radio stations across America, and certain areas we have an excellent listening audience. Other areas, you're going to have to go to the internet, or anyway, go to our website, radioliberty.com. To learn where you can listen to our programs. If you're in a position to help us, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best tapes of the month, get our monthly newsletter, and then help us get the truth out across America. Again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Let me suggest for an analysis of what's going on today, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan. To understand certainly how they're using cancer and other things for population control and the plan to kill off the majority of the people in this world with famine and war. And believe me, the war is coming, the famine's coming. The new diseases that they're created are going to be sweeping across the earth. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Population control, the covert agenda. We have other writings on that, the population control agenda. You can get it up on the internet. My talk on population control, the covert agenda, is important. But the population control agenda, you can pull down the written copy of that on the internet. Or you can get that from my website at radioliberty.com, the Population Control Agenda. This is not imaginary. It's real. It's far more than abortion and sterilization. It's creating new and terrible diseases. It's suppressing the danger of cell phones. It's suppressing the danger of certainly many of the things that we face every day in our environment. They have poisoned our food, and certainly by the use of aspartame, by the use of bisphenol. It lines every tin can, bisphenol. And look it up, you'll find out that it certainly feminizes men, creates hormone imbalance. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know. The coloring, the artificial the odors that they put into our food, into our environment, the things they put into our drinking water, things they put into that scene. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Still talk. Still what you do.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union,